seeing and not seeing?
Well, let me tell you about my day. It started out rotten. I overslept and was late for work. Everything that happened at the office added to my nervousness. By the time I reached the bus stop for my trip home, my stomach was in one big knot. As usual, the bus was late and jammed. I had to stand in the aisle. As the lurching vehicle pulled me in all directions, my gloom deepened. Then I heard a deep voice from up front boom.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Because of the crowd, I could not see the man, but I could hear him as he continued to comment on the spring scenery, calling attention to each approaching landmark, this church, that park, this cemetery, that firehouse. Soon, all the passengers were looking out the windows. The man's enthusiasm was so contagious, I found myself smiling for the first time that day. We reached my stop. Moving towards the door, I got a good look at our guide. He was a plump figure with a black beard, wearing dark glasses, and carrying a thin white cane. Incredible. He was blind.